Brent Snavely. He is with the Detroit Free Press. He is a business writer. Brent, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. A story really caught my eye, titled Chrysler Missing Small Car Chance. You know, we hear so much how the big three have done well and how Chrysler has done well. And then I saw that and I started thinking, well, I couldn't even name a small car from Dodge or Chrysler or Plymouth. Tell us about this story.
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. I was just sort of thinking about the fact that, you know, with GM, you've got the Chevrolet Cruze, which really is selling well and has had a great launch. And actually, they were the number one compact car in May, and they could probably even sell more if they could make more. And then Ford is launching, you know, just came out with the redesigned Ford Focus, and that's been well received. And Chrysler, you know, it has the Caliber, which hasn't done well over recent years, and is just kind of will be the last of the big three out of the gate with a new redesigned compact car. So,
well, when I look at your story, and I started thinking, okay, which of these cars do I know? Toyota, Corolla, sure, Honda Civic, see them all the time, the Cruze. I see a lot of Hyundais here in the Lansing area, a lot of Ford Focuses, a lot of Volkswagens. I see the Sentras. I even see the Kias. And I, you know, the last day I've been looking for the small Dodges, and they're nowhere to be found.
Right. And I should one thing to mention quickly. Chrysler also does have two other compact segment vehicles, which is the Jeep Liberty and Patriot. And sales for both of those vehicles are up a lot this year, but we're still talking like 26,000 year to date for the Liberty, compared to, you know, 120,000 year to date for the Corolla. But the good news is, you know, Chrysler is improving. They do have a lot of refreshed and redesigned vehicles out. And, you know, and later on this year, we'll see what their new compact sedan looks like. So they've got something coming, and that was sort of the other half of this story is, you know, there will be a replacement Dodge sedan that we'll see later this year. And then it'll reach showrooms sometime early next year.
Have they just put the small car on the back burner? Is this something that just slipped through the cracks? Why don't we, the American public, just go gaga over their small car, over the Caliber?
I think it's a combination of a number of factors. For whatever reason, the Caliber is a hatchback-only vehicle, and traditionally hatchback sales haven't been huge in the U.S. That's sort of before my time of covering the company. I don't know why they did that. And then, you know, Chrysler went through all the different management changes, different company ownerships, and, you know, their bankruptcy situation. And just, I think the management turmoil, the ownership turmoil, the financial resources all sort of combined to hold them back from doing what they probably knew they needed to do, but they were held back for a bunch of reasons. But now they're moving forward. So
overall, car sales through May 30th look pretty decent.
I mean, you're talking about industry sales so far this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. May was really a strange month. Year to date, there's a lot of good news that industry in general has been ticking upwards. But in May, we slipped a bit. And that's largely due to, dating back to March, the earthquake in Japan, which knocked out production, and the Japanese don't have as much inventory as they would like to, and then everybody hiked incentive prices across the industry. And so May sales slowed down. The early indications for June are that we'll see that bounce back a bit. Inventory is recovering a little bit, and incentives have eased up, been a little bit more generous, and so I think we'll get back on track in June.
Well, if you go to Freep.com, look up Brent Snavely, and you can find all of his great reports there. Brent, as always, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.